All right, next up we've got Ugin Hunter and Friends. I thought it was a neat song. There's definitely good dynamics in it. Not as appealing as last week's entry, but it's still great stuff. There's an alarming change in mood at the end, which I also kind of like. You know, that was really neat. It's a good submission, just a really good submission. And we've heard some of their stuff in Song Fight. And I hope they don't take it wrong if I suggest that the band itself has improved a lot in a relatively short time, at least if my memory serves. Because I think they're sounding really good, really polished, and the vocals are great. And yeah, I'm just impressed.
Me too. I really love like how it's like all acoustic guitar, and then this electric guitar comes crashing in on the left channel, and it just like crashes in, and then everything's electric, and the acoustic guitar is, you know, dispelled. And then the guitars sound rich and full when the electric guitars come in. Like, Ugin really knows how to make stereo panned electric guitars sound good. The song's a little bit slow to get going, and I think it takes well over a minute for the metal/punk vocals to kick in. And when they do, they're pretty cool. Like, I'm not super happy again with the dual title usage of Bend the Knee and Shock Value. And the connection with Shock Value seems pretty tenuous and tacked on at best. But this song has great dynamics and it is heavy as fuck, so I like it for that.